Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him
again. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Pete's Box Mike filling in and tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right here on University Avenue. And also WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Ka-ka! Got that down. The crows love me. Hey, what a better way to spring into action than with Matt Flynn, right? It arrived yesterday. So, you know, some of those robins I saw in early February. Damn! But, you know, it does feel like spring today. I mean, no frost on the windshield. No crunching on the yard as I walked across it. Oh, but there's some fur from a rabbit. Looks like the foxes are out again. And, yeah, we have a couple in the neighborhood. But I put out some cat food. It's out there for days. It's gone now. I think the foxes are going to eat the cat food and leave the rabbits alone, hopefully. Guys need to get along a little better. But yeah, it's March Madness, right? And I might as well get into some of the, I mean, we were all part of it this last couple, you know, week, I guess. Watching basketball, everybody gets into it. High school, college. And of course, yes, the Badgers failed to reach the Sweet 16, but, you know, I kind of thought they weren't going to make it once we saw our point guard go down like that. A non-contact injury, right? But the reason why I want to talk about basketball and college basketball is some of the things, you know, the politics involved in it. First thing I noticed is, why are all these guys playing on teams when they were on a team last year I saw them on? The guy that smoked us last night, Kelscher. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you were from Minnesota the last 3 years. And all these guys are moving around and, oh, folks, it's all about money and winning. It really is. Oh, gosh. So I turned it to high school for a while. And here's the WIAA board. They're all there to be announced and wave to the crowd. And they're going to pass out medals to all the winners. And it's like an all-white WIAA school, you know, state high school board. Really? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen a lot of different colored people in sports lately. Well, that kind of irked me a little bit, but, you know, I'm aware of this stuff. Is everybody else? Did anybody else look at it that way and kind of go, well, isn't that kind of weird? Look at all these athletes and the only ones being represented are white ones. And then, oh my gosh, you know, the hugging of the guys when I swear to God, man, what, the team's white, so you give them a medal and you're hugging and you're all happy and everything because you beat the black guys, huh? I don't know, man. I just, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. So the first round in the NCAA tournament was cool though, right? You got St. Peter's, a Jesuit school out of New Jersey. Oh no, they got to take on the mighty Kentucky and John Calipari with his $8 million salary. Okay, but before we get to this game, you have to go back and remember when Juwan Howard, you know, of Michigan, slapped one of our assistant coaches and, you know, the guys were pushing and shoving and a little bit of swinging. They, you know, the guy with the athletic department in Wisconsin tried to make it seem like it was like an assault or something. I'm like, come on, these guys are, they played basketball in college and the pros, they're not that wimpy. And then a couple weeks later, John Calipari, I can't remember who they were playing, but he was upset because his team was about to lose. And I watched the game. And I'm not, yeah, you know, like even the games last night, I was like, ooh, yeah, it was a bad call on that guy, you know? Even if it does go in favor for the Badgers, it's like, geez, you'd think these guys would be ready for this time of year to make better calls. Maybe they need younger officials. So these old guys running around and non-athletes anymore. But Calipari, he decides, oh, hey, I'm just going to take my coaching staff, last 4.5 seconds, and all the other players, we're going into the locker room. What? Oh, great sportsmanship, rich guy. Huh? The old Kentucky. Nothing on the sports on that. Isn't that weird, you know, how the one black coach gets, like, just labeled and called out on everything and made an example of. And Calipari, the highest paid, I believe, coaching college bet. $8 million a year? Man, that's almost as bad as Robin Voss gaveling in out in March and taking 50 grand for the whole year. But not quite, right? Oh, so anyway, Calipari, and he runs against St. Pete's, and wow, at St. Patty's Day, St. Pete's puts it to him, huh? And they end up winning. It's a great game, too. Excellent game. But not with Calipari. He comes off, oh, you got an 8-point lead with 3 minutes left. The game's over. Is it now? From now on, John Calipari says, if there's an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go, the game's over. I just wonder how many times his team's been behind by that and came back and won over the thousands of games that guy. Grow up, dude. It's a game. But the best part about it is the $8 million man, St. Pete's, their entire athletic department doesn't have a budget that high. One guy makes more than their entire athletic department's budget. And he acts like he's just, oh, it's, you know, these, I get these guys and can't even develop them. They're off to the NBA. Well, that's why you took the job, dude, because you're getting all the future NBA players, and that makes you a better coach, right? If you were a better coach, they'd probably be winning more times. I remember the Badgers beat them, undefeated. They all cry, you know. I don't remember crying too many times after getting beat, I don't think. I remember being pissed that I lost. Go home and try and figure out how am I going to get this guy the next time I run into him. Yeah, it hurts. But, you know, I watching all this stuff and all the advertising and all the money, and there's like 4 games going on, and I can't find one on. They're all on commercials at the same times. Really? Oh, hey, look, it's time for a commercial, everybody. Yeah, speaking of commercials, that's what I sound like compared to Matt Flynn. I will have Matt Rothschild here at 7 o'clock to help me get through this last hour. I did not sleep well last night. No, it wasn't the Badger loss. Just everything, man. Just, okay, now it's warm enough. I can feel everything. It doesn't feel that good right now. I can't turn on, man, that's the other thing I did. I'm like, okay, I'm going to see if there's anything on the news besides the damn war. Because now it's like, okay, I get it. You guys are digging this. This is big news for you guys. This is how you make your money, right? We already know that the people, the industrial military complex is like, yes, more money, more death. More democracy. And people still haven't figured it out. I'm watching. Oh, Trey Gowdy. Dude. Remember Trey Gowdy? He was in the Congress. He's one of those, you know, teabaggers, right? I watched him. Man, I don't know if any of you guys watched, like, Forensic Files and stuff. But he was, like, the prosecutor in, I believe it was Mississippi. By the way, he is a distant relative of Kurt Gowdy, who was the famous, you know, play-by-play baseball guy. I think mostly with the Cardinals. But anyway. Nepotism. Is that how you got your start, buddy? But I was watching Forensic Files, and there was a guy that was charged with murder. Just happened to be a black guy. And they ended up having evidence that it wasn't him, that they knew it was another guy. And he went ahead and tried to prosecute the guy anyway. Yeah, Trey Gowdy. That's our Congress, people. That's our Congress and Senate. All these corrupt losers, non-accomplished, nepotism all the way to the top. And yes, it lives in both parties. I don't like this two-party system. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. Obviously, I've had to settle for the lesser of two evils, and I just want to warn you people that are the worst of two evils. When you get to hell, look up. I'll be dumping the coal on your asses. I'm looking for Joe Manchin first. We are almost out of time. Okay? I preach and preach and preach that every hour of every day the world gets worse, not better. And we, the people, are the ones that are going to have to do it, because the people that are running the show, man, they're not going to stop. They're sick. There's something wrong with them, okay? They're not human. And they're not even animals. Animals, I live with animals. Kind of dig them. You know, they kind of dig me, too. But that, I found out my mom actually knew that I brought my third cat home, that I, the neuter and release guy I had out in the country, that I drove 10 miles every day, damn near every day, for like 10 years. We were happy out there till all the females got rescued and his best friend died. And her name was Dora, and I brought Dora with. But the cleaning lady, she told me, you know, your mom knows you've got that cat. And I'm like, oh, God, I knew it. You know, my mom always knows. Why didn't she say something? Would she go to, she's such a good Catholic, she went and confessed it and didn't tell me? And then apparently, the cleaning lady told my mom when she got home that, well, I told him that, you know, and there's the door. I'm really upset with you bringing a cat. He's been there for 5 months, Mom. We'll be back in less than 5 minutes.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.